Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2842, and today's date is August 4th, 2022, and the thought of the episode is DeSantis paves the way for future Patriots. Do you see what's happening? Panic in D.C. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, Trump and the Patriots, their plan, their economic plan, is moving forward. Think about what they needed to show the people of this country, not just this country, but around the world. They needed to expose the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. No, Trump couldn't just come out and tell everyone, hey, by the way, this is what's going to happen. They're going to try to get rid of oil. They're going to have solar panels, which they want to erect across the country, and windmills. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to use fuel, only electric. And if there is no electric, not that big of a deal. Plus, the central bank, they're going to have a central bank digital currency. And if they don't like your political views, they will just shut down your bank accounts. Do you think that plan would have worked? No. Do you think the fake news would have gone along with it? No, because they're the fake news. Do you think the corrupt politicians would have gone along with it? No. So what did Trump have to do? He needed to convince those that don't believe, that thought this was a conspiracy. A lot of people thought the Great Reset was a big, gigantic conspiracy. And he had to show the American people the absolute truth. And sometimes, actually most of the time, you actually have to show someone what the truth is. It's almost like a child where you say, listen, that stove is hot. And if you touch it, it's going to burn yourself. Now, the child has no experience. The child says, really? It's not hot? I mean, I can't touch it? And then the child reaches out and touches the hot stove and says, oh my God, you're right. Ow, I burned myself. Now, that child, as this child grows up, won't touch the hot stove anymore. The same thing's happening with this economy. Remember, we've been living in this economy for a very long time. People have been brainwashed to believe that this economy is the normal economy that we should be existing in. But to show people that this is not what the founding fathers had in mind, this is not a people's economy. It's not a fair, open economy. It's not an open market. It's not a free market. You need to show people the absolute truth. And that is exactly what is happening right now. This is why Trump had to remove everything the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank put into place. He needed to remove the cover story, the chaos, the war, the pandemic, the global economic shutdown. All of that was removed so you can see firsthand what their true agenda is. And everything that you're witnessing, everything that they're doing, high fuel costs, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, placing more regulations on the oil companies, reneging on the lease deals, pretending there is no inflation, pretending there is no recession. This shows everyone the true agenda of the private Western Central Bank. Do you really think this is Biden? Do you really think he's the one who architect this entire thing? No, this is the playbook of the World Economic Forum. This is the playbook of the central bank. He's just the front man. And you needed to see this firsthand, and you needed to see the central bank fail, not just in this country, but around the globe. Why? Because when it fails, and as they try to control inflation, which they will not be able to do, and the country moves past a recession and moves into a depression, that's going to wake a lot of people up. And it's already started. Why does it have to wake people up? Because people need to make a decision. Remember, if you think that, oh, someone's going to make this decision for you, no, it's the people's decision. Do you want the central bank controlled economic system? Do you want to live in a place where you can't travel? Some days you have electric, some days you don't have electric. Why do you think everything's been accelerated? So you can understand exactly what their future looks like. And that's what people are seeing. Think about how fast these central banks now are raising rates. This is not 1971 when we came off the gold standard, when there was not that much debt, where we had a kind of stable economy, a stable fiat system. And when we came off the gold standard, what do you think happened? Everyone's like, oh, inflation. This is great. My house went up. My salary went up. No, the fiat currency lost value because they took it off the gold standard. It imploded on itself, and they were trying to control it at that point. And now we're at the end of their system, and we're starting to see the central banks, they're panicking right now. Remember, inflation is the fiat killer. Inflation's going to destroy their system. That's what we're experiencing right now. And yes, they're going to put certain things into place because they think they're going to be able to bring us into the Great Reset. But Trump and the Patriots, they want everyone to witness this and see this. Actually, out in the UK, they just hiked their interest rates by 50 basis points. Now, think about this. They're expecting their inflation to hit 13%. This is a complete and utter disaster. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, because people need to be brought to a certain place to understand exactly what's going on. And you need to see their true agenda. I mean, think about their Inflation Act. That's not going to control inflation. That's going to make the whole thing worse. But if you know the playbook, you allow these people to do these things. So this way, everyone wakes up. Everyone starts to realize this is not a great economy. This is not good. And it's going to go way past Biden. Biden, people are starting to realize that this really has nothing to do with Biden. This has to do with the puppet masters, the private central bank, the World Economic Forum. And people are catching on to this. And why do you think they want an IRS army out there? Because think about the founding fathers. Think about the British. Did they love collecting tax from the serfs? Yes. So you need an army so you can keep everyone in line and collect those taxes. David Asman on Twitter put this out. 78% to 90% of the money raised from the supersizing the IRS would come from those making less than $200,000 a year. Only 4% to 9% would come from those making more than $500,000 a year. This is a huge middle class tax increase. Think about inflation. Think about the Inflation Act, where they're actually going to tax more people. This is a complete and utter disaster. Add on high fuel costs. And when you start adding all that together, it's one gigantic tax increase. But people, they see the truth, just like they saw the truth during the pandemic. Did the people just stay in those states where those governors, mayors, and other individuals in those states, they turn out to be dictators and tyrants, and they locked down, shut down your businesses, made sure you couldn't work. Hopefully they wanted you to go into bankruptcy. Do you think the people just stayed in those states and said, oh, you know what? I really like this. This is fantastic. This is incredible. Or do you think, is there a mass exodus out of these states? Well, Charles Weber put this out on True Social. He said the following: from July 2020 through July 2021, Florida and Texas ranked highest among all states with a net migration of plus 220,000, Florida plus 170,000. California and New York ranked lowest with a net loss of negative 367,000. That's in California, and negative 352,000 in New York. So what are the people doing in these states? They're fleeing those states that are dictators, tyrants, tried to shut down their businesses, kept everyone locked down, and their economy suffering. If people saw that, what do you think they're going to do now when they see what Biden, the puppet masters, the central bank, the World Economic Forum is doing to the economy? Do you think people are just going to say, hey, you know something, this is fantastic, let's leave these people here? Or are they going to make a decision and say enough is enough? Because remember, they lied. They lied to us from the very beginning. They lied about their creation of jobs, which they didn't do. They lied that, hey, there's no inflation. Then they lied about it's transient. Then they lied about, hey, there's no recession. They continually lie to we the people. Even the Fed is out there, and this is Fed Bullard saying that, hey, we need more interest rate hikes because we're not really in a recession yet. We need to get ahead of the recession that's coming. We're already in a recession. But remember, you're seeing and experiencing all of this. And yes, it might be making people angry. And that's the whole point of it, to get the people angry, to get the people pissed off. Because when everything is fine and you go through life and there's no problems whatsoever, you're not pushed to make any changes. If there's high fuel costs and you lose your job and you can't pay for things, that pushes people to say enough is enough is enough. We can't take it anymore. And that's exactly what's happening. Why do we have to go through this? Because we need to move away from the private Western Central Bank. We need to move away from the fiat system. And Bullion Bitcoin BS on Telegram put this out. And this has to do with BlackRock. It has to do, I do believe, with the new fiat system and structure change. And this is what Bullion said. Trump made significant moves in 2020 to prepare us for this now. This scheme essentially merges the Fed and the Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, Trump, breaking world's largest asset manager, BlackRock, to offer Bitcoin trading to institutional clients. So the Fed hired BlackRock. BlackRock was put into place by Trump. Now the world's largest manager of money is now going to offer Bitcoin. Now think about this. And we've mentioned this before. How would you get people to transition their fiat currency into another currency without really doing that much? Would you have businesses start to accept Bitcoin? Would you have banks and financial institutions say you can transition your fiat into another currency? And it has to be done easily. And people need to have a little screen so they can say, oh, this is not that big of a deal. Look, if I move it over here and now it's Bitcoin, I didn't really lose anything. Actually, it's a lot better off now. And this is exactly what's going to happen. And we're already starting to see this. So the $10 trillion asset manager has now leveraged Coinbase Prime to offer Bitcoin trading and custody services to institutional investors. They will begin offering Bitcoin trading and custody services very soon. And this is just the beginning of it all, because you need to start to transition the people into a different currency. If you can get the people away from the fiat system and the people starting to use another currency, remember, we're in a transition period right now where we're not fully into a new currency. But if you can begin the process, and you can have all these institutions, retail, and all this sign on to this and move the people away from the central bank, away from the central bank digital currency, what happens to the Federal Reserve? What happens to the other private central banks around the world? Because if it happens here in America, what do you think is going to happen across the world? What's going to happen to the central bank and their currency as this happens? Then add in the crisis of a recession depression, where we have this event and we start looking into the business of the central bank, and we come to find out criminality. We come to find out what they really been doing, not benefiting the American people, not benefiting the people of the world. Would it make it a lot easier to shift away before the central bank could react and destroy the system? I do believe so. And I do believe that this is where we're exactly headed right now. And another piece is being put into place. And yes, this is not a fast process. It's a slow process. But I do believe the process is happening, the transitioning is happening, and we're moving in that direction, away from the fiat system. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto currency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are panicking. Yes, there is panic in DC, because what are they seeing? They're seeing everything that they have done is being undone. They aren't able to cheat. The censoring's not working. Everything that they have tried to do from the very, very beginning to shut down the narrative, to keep control of everything, has completely failed. And if you notice what Trump and the Patriots have been doing, is they have been building the people up and they've been showing the people, look, you have the power. You can override their system, their system of cheating. And we're seeing this happen right out in Arizona. They're panicking out there because they thought, hey, we'll be able to do this. We'll be able to cheat. But what happened was there were too many people. It overloaded their system and they're having a problem. This is why they're delaying it all. They're trying to figure this out because they know if Carrie Lake, and I do believe she is going to win, when she wins, it's game over for them in Arizona because Hobbs will not be able to go up against Karen Lake. And if the people see that, hey, if they just come out in mass, we can overrun the system, they can't cheat, and we can get the person we want. So right now they're panicking and they're worrying about this. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. Now, the other thing that's very important is what DeSantis has been doing. And I do believe he has been working with Trump because he is the role model for all the other patriots. You see, you always need one person to show everyone that this can be done. Because once one patriot does it, the others are no longer afraid to do that, to do exactly what he's doing. And I do believe this is why Trump met with DeSantis many, many times. And I do believe DeSantis right now is actually creating the template, showing the other patriots, you don't have to be afraid of the establishment. You don't have to worry about them. Stand strong, look them right in the eye, and actually do what you need to do. And you know what they'll do every single time? They will back down. And this is exactly what DeSantis has been doing. Actually, remember that quote from Mark Twain? In the beginning of change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him. For then it costs nothing to be a patriot. So all the new patriots that are coming in who might have been afraid, yes, they might have good intentions, but they might have been afraid because of other people and the forces around them saying, no, you can't do this. I do believe DeSantis is showing everyone, look what you can do. And as one person does it, the other people feel very comfortable in doing this. And think about what DeSantis has done today. He just sacked a source prosecutor because he's not following the rule of law. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But the patriots right now, they are now pushing forward. And the deep state players, they are nervous, they're panicking, and they're desperate. Which means they're going to do something really stupid, as they always do. We'll be talking a little bit more about that. But before we get started, we can see that all the players, they all had their part to play with Trump. Because this is all part of the plan. It's not just one person, two people. Everyone had their mission. And I do believe everyone is completing their missions in bringing down the deep state players. Let's talk about Rudy Giuliani. Just Human just put this out. He said, Rudy gets away again. At some point, folks got to realize that Rudy is doing work. He's helping catch the bad guys. Why would the Department of Justice arrest him? That raid on his apartment for his devices was always about getting evidence on the targets he met with, not getting him. Anyone who read the court filing knows this. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know, more people read the fake news than read court docs. It also set an important precedent. And yes, we can see that Rudy Giuliani, he did a lot of the legwork. I think a lot of these players that were working with Trump, they all had their special mission that they had to accomplish. And it is compartmentalized. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening. And they are completing their missions. And this is to bring down the deep state players. Now let's think about what Durham is doing and the FBI. We know in a lot of the posts, it says, trust Ray. Is Ray a sleeper, future marker? Now, let's think about this. If Ray was giving Durham problems with any of the investigations, I do believe we would have been hearing about it from Durham. We would have seen certain papers filed and things like that. I wonder if Ray right now is a sleeper, maybe he is, and he's staying quiet until the right moment, but he's cooperating with Durham in the background. Just because you don't see things doesn't mean it's not happening. Paul Sperry put this out, and this is very interesting. FBI Director Ray just testified. A number of people who work on the Crossfire Hurricane case are under internal investigation, but suggested none has been fired because probes have been slowed down due to cooperation and assistance with Durham's criminal investigation. That is very interesting. So it seems that something is going on behind the scenes. Just like everyone thought Durham was doing absolutely nothing. Durham didn't have the declassified information. He doesn't really have sealed indictments. But now we can see that Durham is on the hunt. He already had that first case with Sussman. I do believe he got what he wanted during this case. Now he's moving towards Danchenko. He's taking the lead. He's going to present unclassified information. And I do believe this is all part of the plan. Remember, this is a storm that is coming. And there are many pieces to the storm, because when you get a storm, it's not just wind. It's not just rain. It's wind, lightning, hail, you name it. It's coming at you. And when the storm is powerful, you can't go up against it. So think about it in this way. If Trump was going to create a storm and bring it upon the deep state players, would he have everything ready to go at the same time? And would he throw it at the deep state player so they couldn't fight against it? Absolutely. Now, let's talk about DeSantis, because in the beginning, we talked about how he is actually creating the template for the Patriots. And he's leading the way right now and showing people you can do things that might have not been done in the past, that the establishment says can't be done. Remember, when Trump was in the White House, they told him, hey, you can't stop the Syria war. That's going to go on forever. Actually, Obama told us that this was going to be 10, 15 years. We're going to stay in Syria. We're never going to leave. We're going to be fighting forever. They also said these endless wars, they can never stop. There's too many terrorists. They also told us that there can't be peace. Trump proved them all wrong. Think about that for a second. He went up against the establishment. What is the establishment? It's the fake news. It's the criminal syndicate. The fake news, big tech, the corrupt politicians, the puppet masters behind the scenes. Now we have DeSantis showing the governor, showing mayors, showing other politicians, or maybe they're not politicians, but they're looking to get into government, showing them that it's okay. You can do these things. We don't have to stick to what the establishment has been doing. So DeSantis right now, he suspended the state attorney Andrew Warren for picking and choosing which laws to enforce based on his personal agenda, and has appointed Susan Lopez as his replacement during the suspension. Warren, who had served the 13th Judicial Circuit, has most recently refused to follow state policy criminalizing abortion in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, and repeatedly refused to enforce laws cracking down on child sex change surgeries. Now, think about this for a second. This individual, the state attorney, also declined to prosecute 67 protesters arrested in George Floyd demonstrations. You mean the protest riots? Absolutely. Christine Pusha on Twitter put this out and said the following. Progressive prosecutors backed by Soros have refused to enforce laws across the country. They treat criminals with deference and victims with contempt. This dereliction of duty is why crime is surging, but Governor DeSantis won't stand for this. He just suspended the one in Florida. Now, think about what he just did. Now, when Carrie Lake gets into her position, and we have the governor in Michigan, and we have other governors around the country, can we remove the Soros prosecutors if they're not doing their jobs? It's that simple. Now, these individuals might not have done it. They might have been afraid to do it. But DeSantis, everything that he's doing with the groomer bill, with what he just did with the prosecutor and everything else, he's showing, it's actually like a template, he's showing them, you can do this. There is no problem. It doesn't matter what the outside voices say and the noise and all this other stuff, because a lot of people listen to noise. And that, you know what noise does? It confuses you. Noise, when you listen to so many voices telling you what to do, it's confusing. When you actually look inside yourself and you find that strong voice, that's when you succeed in business, in life, and everything else. When you sit there and listen to everyone else, you're screwed. And if you watch DeSantis, if you watch Trump, they're coming from that inner voice, that strength inside of them. There's tons of voices around them telling them what to do, what not to do. But you can see they're holding steady. because their strong voice is telling them, no, we must do this, not what this person or that person or this person. Who cares what anyone else says? You do what's right. And that's exactly what they're doing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Biden, he signed an executive order on abortion, and he's allowing people to travel from state to state. And the government, supposedly, is going to be paying for this. Now, this is actually a violation of the Hyde Amendment, because the executive order that he signed authorizes taxpayer-financed transportation for women seeking an abortion. The order directs the Department of Health and Human Services to consider using Medicaid dollars to pay expenses for pregnant women who live in states with pro-life laws. So the Hyde Amendment, the first enacted in 1976, prohibits federal Medicaid funding for abortion. So this is very interesting. We're going to have to see how this plays out and what happens to this executive order, because it doesn't seem like this is going to fly. And remember their game. Remember how it's all played. Oh, let's create the executive order. Let's get people doing it. We know it's going to take time for this to go to court, and people are going to sue and say this is a violation of the law. It's going to go up from one court to the other. Maybe it'll hit the Supreme Court, but at least we had that time to push this. And eventually it will be unconstitutional, or it's a violation of the Hyde Amendment, and they'll say you can't do this. It's almost like everything else that they've done so far. And actually, what does this do? It shows the people how they don't care about the rule of law. They don't care what the laws say. They don't want to follow the laws. They don't care what the Constitution says. And they prove it every single time. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what has been happening with this individual, Zahrawi, where they said there was a drone strike that killed him. Well, there's no information on this, nothing on the Pentagon site. And even the Taliban in Afghanistan stated that it still has no information about this individual. They don't know about a drone strike. They don't know anything. They're not aware of any of these details. So this is very interesting. So what really happened? Something happened, or maybe nothing happened. We don't know right now. It's very odd. Did they just use this to put out warnings to say, hey, there could be terrorist acts or events in this country? Are they getting prepared for something completely different? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see, because it seems that we are kind of heading that way, though. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from Amnesty International, they started to look at what Ukraine fighters were doing in Ukraine, and we've come to find out, yes, the fake news was lying once again, that Ukrainian forces have put civilians in harm's way by establishing bases and operating weapon systems in populated residential areas, including schools and hospitals. And this is how they set everyone up. So they were killing their own civilians. So such tactics violate international humanitarian law and endanger civilians as they turn civilian objects into military targets. This is what the fake news was trying to convince everyone of. Oh, Russia is killing innocent people. They just bombed a mall. They just bombed a hospital. But when the Ukrainians use people as shields, they're the ones who are killing the people. And this is what Amnesty says. Being in a defensive position does not exempt Ukrainian military from respecting international humanitarian laws. So once again, everything that the fake news was telling us, saying that Ukraine is winning and Russia's bombing civilians and all this crap, it's turning out to be fake, phony, and false. Because remember, the fake news, yes, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, it's all about propaganda for them. That's what they thrive on. That's what they were developed to do. Remember, it's part of the criminal syndicate. Yes, it includes the fake news. This is how it's run. It includes big tech. This is how it's run. Now, what's very interesting is Pelosi has left Taiwan, and we can see that China now is preparing an effective military blockade. The Chinese People's Liberation Army is closing off six areas around Taiwan and is expected to hold drills, including live fire exercises in some areas within 12 miles of the island. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest Collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And the drills are expected to be bigger than the missile test China launched during the third Taiwan Strait crisis that was sparked in 1995. So we could see already that they are now building the tension in this area, and we'll have to see how this plays out. Remember, Trump let us know you need to watch all of this play out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Joe Biden, he has COVID again. I think this is the sixth time now that he tested positive. So I guess being quadrupled vaxxed with the death jab is not working. The drug that he's taking from Big Pharma is not working. Or is this part of something completely different? Is he breaking down and maybe he can't function anymore? So what they need to do is they need to hide him, because what they're doing right now is not helping their case with getting vaccinated for COVID. Why would you get vaccinated if this individual who got booster after booster after booster taking Big Pharma medication continually has COVID? That tells you that everything that he got does not work. It doesn't do anything. He always has it. So why would anyone get this? This is actually hurting them than really helping them. But they don't really care about that anymore because they're moving on to monkeypox. But I do believe this is a cover story for something completely different. And we can see that the Biden administration, the puppet masters, they're right on schedule. The HHS Secretary Javier Becerra, he declared monkeypox a public health emergency in the United States. Isn't that odd how they decided to do this right now in August as we approach the midterms? It's the same exact playbook. That's what we're witnessing right now. They're going to try to use the same cheating efforts. They're going to use the same mask for riots. It's all part of the same plan. But is this going to work? Absolutely not. And we can see that the CDC, the evidence is pouring out now. They've been working with big tech to censor people, which means they're violating the constitutional rights of people. And Jeffrey Tucker put this out and said, here is the CDC ordering a certain platform, the name of which begins with Twitter. Actually, he just said T because he's on Twitter. He said Twitter to ban Naomi Wolf for daring to mention certain things before the New York Times confirmed them as true. So they got their orders from the CDC. It's documented, and it says this is the person you need to shut down. Now, think about that for a second. We're seeing a lot of this, and we're seeing that the government played a role in censoring the people of this country. This is a violation of our constitutional rights. Every single person in government right now, in these agencies that had a hand in this, should be fired right now. Because we don't need these type of people in government. Remember, they signed a contract. All these people that work there, they signed a contract with we the people. Yes, I know the elected people did this. But remember, how did these other people get in position? The elected people need to take control and say, okay, you violated the Constitution. Okay, you're out. Oh, wait, you're out. But you can't. Why? Because the criminal syndicate controls it all. There's no one there supporting the Constitution. There's no one there controlling it. It's the criminal syndicate. This is why these things are allowed to happen. But I do believe things are about to change. And as people see more and more of this and they see what's really going on, the people, the new people I'm talking about, the people that are going to be coming into Congress, they're going to start removing a lot of these corrupt individuals who were put into these positions. That's why we need to elect not install, elect the Patriots so they can do their actual job and drain the swamp of these individuals, which I do believe is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we had Christopher Wray. He was in Congress, and a lot of the senators were asking him a lot of questions. Senator Ted Cruz confronted FBI Director Wray about the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot and FBI entrapment. And Ted Cruz asked about the promotion of the FBI special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI field office to the DC FBI field office, now overseeing the 1/6 investigation. So this individual who was in charge of entrapping these individuals to where they were forced or convinced to kidnap Whitmer, it wasn't their plan. It was the FBI. They're the ones who hatched the entire plan. This individual right now, he's overseeing the DC FBI field office handling the 1/6 investigation. So you can see right now that this is completely and utterly corrupt. Now, the question is Wray a sleeper? Is he just following orders, keeping everything on the down low, allowing this to happen, actually working with Durham with the investigations, and when the time is right, is something going to happen? Is Wray all of a sudden going to do the old switcheroo? Think about Coates. Think about all the other sleepers that they put into place with Trump. At the right moment, even though we know they were deep state players, but the normies didn't, nobody else did. They worked with Trump. They went along with Trump. But at the right moment, they turned on him. Did Trump keep someone in place where this is going to happen and he hasn't let on yet? But when the time is right, something is going to happen. We'll have to see how this plays out. This is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Ted Cruz also confronted the FBI director about a leak of alleged FBI material by the conservative activist group Project Veritas. And we talked about this yesterday. We talked about how, you know, the flag, Betsy Ross, and everything else, that is on their list of terrorism, extremists. And he asked Christopher Wray about this, and he knew nothing about this documentation. He had no idea what it was about. Now, is he lying? Is he saying he doesn't know because something else is going to happen? But the senator said that it's funny how the document doesn't include Antifa or Black Lives Matter or anything like that. I mean, they're the ones who are looting, burning down everything. I find that very interesting. Remember, all of these different agencies, they've been infiltrated from within. And not everyone is bad in these agencies, the CDC, the FDA, the FBI, and the rest. But there's a lot of individuals who are leading these agencies. They are the bad people. And this is how you can infiltrate corporations, government, because all you need is a couple of these individuals in high-level positions, and you can call the shots. Even though the people don't agree with what they need to do, they want to keep their job, and they're going to just go ahead and do it. And some of them are going to turn out to be whistleblowers, which we've seen already because they couldn't take it anymore. And I'm wondering if Wray is going along with all this until the right moment. We're going to have to see how this plays out. It's going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what is happening in Arizona. Right now, they haven't released the rest of the votes. They're stalling because I do believe they're trying to figure out, holy crap, we can't allow Kerry Lake to win. But if we go ahead with this, there might be people watching us, which I do believe there are people positioned in certain areas watching the whole thing. They might catch us in cheating in the election. And I do believe they're trying to figure a way out of this. Now, Brigitte Gabriel put this out on Twitter, said the following. Fox News still hasn't called the GOP Arizona governor primary for Kerry Lake, but they had no problem calling it for Biden early in 2020. Fox News has turned their back on the viewers who made them the largest news network in America. Remember, it's all part of the same criminal syndicate. I know people think, oh, no, it's Fox News. They're on the up and up. No, maybe certain individuals that you might be watching, but they're also told what to say. I don't believe they could just say whatever they want. But I do believe that all of these networks have been infiltrated. Brian Cates put this out and said, they really thought they cheated enough on the front end with the early mail-in voting. All the people who held their ballots and showed up to hand deliver on election day overwhelmed their early cheating. Now they're stuck. They're all sitting around in Maricopa County staring at each other. Do we dare do this? Do we dare cheat? Craig Phillips, on True Social put this out. 20,000 Monday vote signatures verified on Tuesday and counted Wednesday. 150,000 Tuesday votes signatured verified on Wednesday and counted on Thursday. Given Lake voters were a heavy majority of the election day Tuesday, we believe Kerry Lake will be declared the winner today by a wide margin. Now, Kanakoa the Great put this out on True Social, and it shows the social media on Truth, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And when you look, we have Kerry Lake, who has about, in total with all these different platforms, 885,000 followers on social media. Now, the Swamp's Karen, when you add up Truth, Instagram, Facebook, and the rest, she has 13,000 followers on social media. Now, think about this for a second. So, if that is true, why did they pick this individual? What was the ultimate plan of the deep state players? Well, if you want the person to be governor, and you picked a certain person to be governor, how do you make that person the governor? Well, if you have a popular person running in the primaries like Kerry Lake, you pick an unknown that nobody really knows, nobody really cares about, and you have that person who's part of the criminal syndicate, you have that person run, and then you cheat to get that person in position. Do they really want Karen Robson to be the governor? No. She's an unknown. She's a nobody. But they needed her to knock Kerry Lake out of this position. Who do they really want to be governor of Arizona? Think about that for a second. Katie Hobbs. Because this would be a no-brainer at this point. And it seems that's what they've been trying to do. But they're trapped because the people came out and voted and overwhelmed their system. And now they're screwed. Kerry Lake put this out on True Social. She said the following. Well done, everyone. You completely overwhelmed the system on Election Day. The more votes they count, the higher our lead grows. Is this why they are dragging their feet? Get it done. And remember, we have eyes everywhere. Think about this for a sec. So if they try to cheat, and she's saying we have eyes everywhere, they were prepared for this. This is why they're having trouble right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Ultra Pepe Lies Matter on Telegram put this out, and this is coming from the ABC15 data guru, and this looks like it's on True Social. It says, breaking, Pinal County Election Director David Frisk is out. Longtime county recorder Virginia Ross will resign her position. She was not planning on running for re-election to take control of the county elections department. So these individuals, they are jumping ship right now, and I don't believe this is going to be the only person that's going to be resigning. I do believe there's going to be a lot more. And when you start to look at it, you can see how desperate the deep state players are. They are panicking right now because they realize they have been trapped in their own agenda. And as they count the votes, think about it. They would have to add all these votes in, and it would probably be, what, 130, 140% over the target? And once that happens, they are screwed. And they're sitting there, what do we do? Because once Kerry Lake wins, it's going to be a no-brainer when the governor race comes up with Katie Hobbs. And once Kerry Lake wins that, everything that they did in the past, everything they tried to cover up, is going to be exposed. They know this. And this is why they're holding back. This is why they don't want to declare a winner. But sooner or later, they're going to have to do something. And no matter which way they go, they are screwed. They've been trapped in their own agenda. Now, Rick Grinnell, he put this out. He says, we're not going to take it anymore on True Social. At Real Donald Trump, endorsed candidates are ready to take back our country. At Kerry Lake, at Blake, at Abraham Hamadeh. And again, singing that song, we're not going to take it anymore, having a party. Now, we know the deep state players, they're panicking over everything that they're seeing because Trump, he's building the offensive with we the people. We the people understand now if we come out in mass and we vote, we can overwhelm the system. They can't keep up. They won't be able to win these elections. It's been proven now time and time again. That doesn't mean the deep state's not going to try to cheat. But think about what's happening right now. And I mentioned this yesterday, and I want to clear a couple things up. I'm not telling people not to vote. No, your mission is to vote. I'm talking about what the deep state might do. Because the more we know and the more we think about what they're going to do, it allows us to counter what they're trying to do. So in regards to the midterm being canceled, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. We know that the deep state is panicking right now. They know if they lose the midterms, it is game over for them. This doesn't mean that we don't vote. We vote. We create that red wave and we crash it down on them. But they know that this is coming. Let's just take a look at what the deep state did to put Biden into position and to take away our rights and everything else. Remember, there's always a pattern of what they do. 9/11 was used to get us into the Middle East, Afghanistan, continue the endless wars, continue to keep their system, their Federal Reserve note system operational, and they wanted to violate our rights with the Patriot Act. Think about what has been happening since that period of time. You get searched. Violation of the Fourth Amendment. I mean, really think about this. Think about what they've done here. They spy on us with big tech, and they censor us with big tech. They do all these things. They use false flag mass shootings to confiscate our weapons. Actually, they're trying to disarm us. And they continue to do this over and over and over. The pandemic was used to control the people, push the vaccine, cheat in the election to remove Trump. The riots were used in 2020 to defund the police, create chaos. January 6th fake insurrection was used to stall the vote count and cover up the real insurrection on November 3rd. The new COVID variant, the monkeypox, which they just declared an emergency, where the blue states are declaring a medical emergency, clocking down, shutting down. And now we have the Biden administration and HHS secretary out there saying, yes, it's a medical emergency. They're going to be pushing masks. They're going to be using the same playbook as before. They're going to push vaccines. They're going to set all this up for riots. Yes, they're going to cheat in the elections. So the question is, what is this deep state going to do during the midterms? Are they just going to sit back and allow the red wave to happen? I mean, does that fit into their pattern of what they do? I mean, it would be great if they did that. That'd be very nice for the Patriots. Or are they going to do something devious? Are they going to create riots? Are they going to use terrorism? Are they going to create a national emergency to cancel the elections so there is no red wave? Remember, it's great to think like, oh, we're doing it, but there's always another side. And remember, this is a grand game of chess. We already know there's checkmate. We already know that they're going to lose. There's a couple moves left, but they didn't fold in the beginning when they saw this. They decided to play the rest of the moves out. They decided, you know what? We can create chaos to mess up the Patriots. Let's see if we can do it. Because if we don't and we just fold, we're going to prison. Everything that we've done to this country, where we infiltrated from within, we were treasonous, seditious, we put, you know, criminals in place. All of this is going to fall apart. All our hard work for many, many years disappears. They know this. So yes, they might try something. And we need to understand this every step of the way because they just don't sit back. This doesn't mean you don't vote. That's ridiculous. We see from Arizona, voting changes things. We see from Michigan. We see from Virginia. When you vote, and the people come out to vote, they overwhelm their system of cheating. Yes, the cheating system will be fixed later on. But to fix it, you need to get the people out of there. And the only way to get the people out of there is to have the people behind the truth teller. This is why you've been witnessing all of this from the very, very beginning. Trump has been showing you the liars, the cheats, the treasonous individuals. The people now are turning away from the fake news, from all these people. And you can see it happen in every single state. And this is why Trump's offensive is winning, because we, the people, and he had to do this, the people had to be behind him. The people, which is his army, if you really want to think about it that way, we have the digital soldiers and then we have the people. If you have all of this, that's his army to go up against the deep state, to go up against the fake news. That's what he created. And yes, the deep state on the other side, they're going to fight back until the very, very end. But remember, the Patriots, they already know this playbook. We discussed this yesterday about National Guards being deployed in each city. Can they work with the Marines? Do you really think the resident is in control? No, he was put in a position just so you can see all of this, so Trump could build the army, so the people would be able to make logical decisions. And that's exactly what he did. Trump, the military, they're actually running everything. They're behind the scenes. There are certain things I do believe the Biden administration is allowed to do, and there are certain things that he cannot do under devolution. And I do believe the Patriots, they're in complete and utter control of all of this. But that doesn't mean the deep state doesn't try to fight back. And I do believe the plan here is to force them down this path so you know what the outcome is going to be. Now, if they decide to veer off the path, yes, there are other strategies that are in place to push them back to where you want them. And I do believe that is it. That's what's in place right now. And yes, the Patriots are in control. Yes, the Patriots are going to win. But this all needs to be exposed to we the people. And each time it's done, who gets stronger? Who gets weaker? The deep state, the fake news, big tech, they get weaker. And the puppet masters, they get weaker and weaker and weaker. Trump, the Patriots, the people get stronger and stronger and stronger. And here we are. We're ready for the last battle here. We're ready for the midterms. We're ready for decertification. See, this is what they're trying to stop. They know where we're headed. They know if all the governors get replaced, the mayors get replaced, the people in the House in different states get replaced, Congress gets replaced, they're screwed. Everything that they infiltrated is going to be reversed. And when you reverse something like that, you lose control. And that's exactly what is happening. And we're going to see this play out, and it's going to get a little dirty. Yes, we already started to see the beginning of the scare event. I do believe this is going to continue on. As we get closer and closer to the midterms, you can see what they're doing. Monkeypox, a medical emergency. Be careful of terrorism. We already had the documentation come out about the Betsy Ross flag, the Second Amendment. This is extremism, white supremacists. You could see they're building the narrative. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. They already have countermeasures in place. And this is why when you refer to that one post, it says, trust the military, trust the plan. And so far, everything that I've seen and a lot of things that other people have seen, you can see all the pieces of the plan. They're all starting to fit together. And you see the deep state right now panicking like we've never seen before. We see fake news losing their ratings. I mean, they're hitting rock bottom at this point. We see big tech, they're floundering. And yes, we can see the deep state, they're running out of ammunition. They're running out of ways to stop Trump. They tried everything, and everything has failed. And this will fail too. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com.